Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of Screw It, a podcast about wine. Wine improves with age,
and we improve with wine.
My name's Dawn.
And I'm Lana.
And I'm Bob.
And I'm Angela.
Bob and Angela are kind enough to grace us as our guests this evening for our podcast about Merlot. That's going to be our theme for the night. So we got two bottles here, and it's time to open one.
Oh, God, yes.
Which one do you want to open?
Let's try that one.
Oh, okay, cool. This is a bottle of 14 Hands Merlot that Lana picked out.
Sorry.
Why, Angela?
That was well named.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. No, once you drink it, it feels like you have 14 hands on you.
Wow.
No?
Well, there's a picture of a horse.
Okay, I will tell you
about... Pour me a glass quickly.
So, 14 Hands, actually, it's...
It has horses on the label.
Yeah.
I like
your interpretation better.
They named it after some scrappy wild horses that are 14 hands high, but yes. I've also heard the story that they were seven people who came together to make this company, making 14 hands. So it's a little horsey pun.
Horsey pun. And is that why you picked out this bottle?
No, I've had this once before, and Merlot is, one of my faves. It's, and you know that anytime I'm... Okay. From now until eternity, any wine that I pick is probably going to be a Washington wine if I can find one. Because awesome. That's my favorite. I am biased and I don't care.
Ooh.
It's a glorious sound.
It is brilliant.
All right, let's start over here with
Angela.
Oh, I'm first.
You're first.
You are. Blondes drink first. We need less.
Thank you kindly.
We'll start with a little pour. There's always more later.
I know. I'm so excited. And we are in Lana's house where there's always... It like loaves and fishes the wine. I don't understand how it works. It does.
You know, when you're Italian, it just...
It just happens.
That's what happens.
So...
Okay.
We're going to start with the first step, which is seeing our wine.
We do it in stages?
We do it in stages.
This.
So how would we describe this wine?
This is a beautiful.
It's dark.
Ruby. You know what? This reminds me of some of my garnets that I wear.
I would say that
when it's
your
against
goodness.
Your skin so that you can really only see a tinge of the red.
Okay, so I'm... So now we're all sticking our skin up against our glasses.
Well, and then I'm wearing, see, my garnet
ring. She's wearing her garnets.
Oh, it is. Yeah, that actually.
Yeah.
This is gorgeous.
It's a very, very pretty color. And then, so now that we have seen our wine, now we will, is it smell it?
Swirl it.
Oh, excuse me.
I feel so professional.
So now you can tell we've done this for a while.
I have never done this.
We swirl it. And you're kind of like looking for legs. Which is what these little droplets are.
Oh, yeah.
I saw some of those.
And supposedly, like, the longer the legs hang out on the side of the glass, the better the wine is. I don't necessarily agree with that. But
why would increased viscosity correspond to quality?
Well, and I will tell you that this bottle is $10.99 at my favorite, Big Top. On University.
Big Top. Go Big Top.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know the viscosity. I don't know why.
Okay.
I think it's a load of crap.
Thank you for sharing your load of crap.
Yeah, no problem.
But it was fun to do.
It was, really. This guy told me about it on a
date.
But
you have great legs there.
Well, thank you, Bob. Yeah. I do.
Well, we didn't know wine. So, part of it also is to aerate it a little bit so that you can really smell it.
And which is the next step. Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. What a lead.
Good segue. So, just jam your nose right in there.
Okay, that smells amazing.
Fruity.
It does. It smells...
It's fruity flavor with hints of almond, slightly bitter, sweet, and spicy.
Bullshit.
I'm
it
reading
smells
that
like
off
wine.
The oil label.
Oh,
that's the oil. Nice.
That's my perfume, Bob.
It smells lovely. How would you describe this, Lana?
It's got some jammy tones to it.
Jammy tones.
But just enough... Acidity. You know, Pinot Noirs tend to get so sweet that it tastes almost like preserves.
Oh, yeah.
But this has just a little bit of acid to the smell, so that I have...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so... But this is... Merlot actually is, right now, my favorite.
Cool. Well, that's why we're doing this episode, episode apparently.
I had ulterior motives. But yeah, it doesn't get as sort of overly sweet. Yeah. That, like Pinot Noir can. Mm.
Well,
but it's something that you don't want to leave open. Not like we would.
No.
But, if you're gonna open it in the summertime, you're gonna want to drink it right away.
Have you heard the phrase? The thing you do with your leftover wine is freeze it into ice cubes.
And it's what, like, leftover wine?
I know. Like, what's leftover wine?
So the second bottle you open, so you can make ice cubes, basically. And then you drink the third bottle.
See, I don't like cold wine, except maybe white wine in the summer. I like my reds nice and warm.
Except when we went to Mexico, which we just got back from, you know, just this weekend, mm-hmm. every single red was served cold.
Really?
It's what?
Nothing.
What?
I didn't say humble brag.
No, it was totally humble brag. But, yeah, it was just like every bottle of red. I mean, every Cabernet, every... Why are we drinking this?
Okay, I was like, is that the next step?
Yeah. So, well, does anyone want to raise a toast?
I have a very, very simple toast. And it's Merlot. Because I love it.
Oh my god.
I can see why you like this so much. Because this doesn't kick you in the face like some Merlots can.
Mm-mm. It's kind of woody.
Woody.
It's got a little oak to it.
Oak, thank you. That's probably better than woody.
It starts right at mid-palate. It's like it goes right past the tip of your tongue.
It does.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of tannin, but that finish is
this is the finish you love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that velvet finish that just sort of like goes off the back of your tongue. I don't want to feel like it's like.
I never thought about that before. Yeah, you don't. It's not the front of your tongue at all.
Well, this one, yeah, just.
I've never
seen it. Hits in a nice way.
Yeah.
$3 Chuck is just not like this.
Well, you know, we actually just opened a bottle of $2 Chuck just earlier, and it was actually like, wow, this is quite a decent bottle of wine.
Oh, it's not bad. It's really not.
This is one of the wines that I think that you could, you know, if you had a little cocktail party where you haven't set out really any food yet, you could walk around with this glass of wine and just drink the wine and be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because some wines, it's like, oh, man, you really want food with it.
Yeah.
Like most Cabernets. Mm.
What do you think, Bob?
Most red wines for me have a little too much tannin and are a little too puckery, if it's a word. I like this one because it doesn't have that. It doesn't have that kind of cloying, clutching at the tongue.
Oh, yeah. Bob, you said it for me. Steve just makes fun of me because every time he picks out a wine, I usually don't like it. And I usually say it's got too much tannin. And now every time I say the word tannin, he starts laughing.
No, I actually know what tannin is. So, I mean, unlike other drinks like scotch, where I don't know anything at all, I have a little bit of understanding about wine, and it doesn't have that oaky kind of suck on the tongue kind of thing.
Acidity.
It doesn't dry your tongue.
It doesn't dry your tongue.
Yeah. It doesn't make it stick to the roof of your mouth.
Oh, right. I hate that right. so
mm-hmm.
much.
Mm-hmm.
Right. No, this is nice.
Okay.
So what's going on with you, Bob?
Oh, heavens. I like to say my fire is mostly irons. Because I am doing way too many things right now.
But they're awesome things.
Tell us all.
I am a member of Fearless Comedy Productions. In fact, I'm missing a really important Fearless Comedy Productions meeting tonight.
He's not here.
He's not here drinking wine.
No. I'm also a member of Vilification Tennis. And we're getting ready to do the Vilification Home Companion.
That's right.
On Friday, February 28th at 10 p.m. at the Bryant Lake Bowl.
Oh, like Prairie Home Companion?
We are totally sending up Prairie Home Companion.
Oh my god.
That's so awesome.
I'm in charge of the advertisements, so our sponsor for our Vilification Home Companion is Your Mom Consolidated Industries. Your mom getting bigger all the time. It's going to be pretty hilarious. Additionally, I run an art gallery at the intersection of Highway 280 and University Avenue.
I didn't know that.
The People's Gallery.
Our next show
is opening up tomorrow. It's called Color My Winter. And we wanted bright colors to kind of dispel the gray drabness of the winter season.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
And I did get to walk into the gallery tonight just to see it before it opened. And some of the artwork was Holy cow, impressive.
We have fantastic stuff.
Really, wow. It really blew my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought a lot of it was photography and it was actually paint.
It was...
Yeah, we're
really impressed.
We're very lucky. We have, for example, Linda Clayton, who plays the Queen at the Renaissance Festival,
mm-hmm.
has some delightful, bright, whimsical pieces. We also are very privileged to have the Pope brothers, Bly and Rowan Pope. People would have seen their art at the Minnesota State Fair. They will do these large pencils that look like photographs. Mm-hmm. So if you've been to the State Fair Art Building and you saw a look like a black and white photo, but when you get up real close, it's actually pencil.
Oh,
that's the Popes, and they have some phenomenal stuff. They had great stuff in our October show, Quiet Nightmare, and now for this one, they have these beautiful floral images that look like photographs of flowers, but
that's
they are
amazing.
Acrylic.
It's incredible.
Oh.
So very busy.
And you're also doing your writing as well.
I should be doing more writing, let's put it that way.
Are you writing for Big Fun Radio Fun Time?
I am writing for Big Fun Radio Fun Time. My daughter and I, actually, Genevieve, had some stuff in there.
Wow! Oh.
And,
pause.
Sorry, I was confused for a moment. Yeah, so...
Don't worry, we'll edit all that out. It's okay.
We'll fix it in post.
Fix it in post. And it was my fault. Bob was being completely eloquent.
So,
I was confusing us.
So I'm ridiculously busy, and yes.
I'm
also the treasurer of the Techamel Foundation.
Oh my gosh.
Which is
really
super
impressive.
Nerdy.
That's why it's awesome.
I will attempt to summarize it very quickly, but you can go to techamelfoundation.org to find out more. TEKUMEL foundation.org. The second role-playing game ever produced was
mm-hmm.
Empire of the Petal Throne. By Professor M.A.R. Barker of the University of Minnesota, who was a professor of South and Southeast Asian Studies. Techamel is the world of the Empire of the Petal Throne, and it's very Mayan / Aztec in its character. It's very different from Dungeons & Dragons. There's no knights. There's no none of that. It's very different. Well, when he passed away in 2012, he had helped establish a foundation to be his literary executor.
Wait. Let's just pause mm-hmm. for a moment and talk about... Mayans, and he passed away in 2012.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Professor Barker. Professor Barker
was very long-lived. Very good genes.
He was born
lots
in 1929.
Yeah. Lots of Merlot.
Yes.
And, I just love the whole end of the Bach tune 2012 thing.
Sorry.
But yes, that would make him...
Yes, he did pass away in 2012. And in fact, in his world, in his game setting... the world ended in 2012, and there was a huge apocalypse, and...
No, that makes sense. My calendar and all.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. So his world actually did end in 2012, unfortunately. And so
fortunately
he had...
or unfortunately.
Well, that's
just means
a pretty
he was
long
right.
life.
Yeah. He lived to be about 83.
That's not bad.
He had a good run. He was wildly accomplished. He was a published poet in Urdu, Hindi, Pashtun... he wrote the language of the Klamath Indians of Northwest America, which was used as the reference for the languages in Northern Exposure, the TV show.
Oh!
Yeah.
Wow.
And he wrote several novels, and he produced several editions of this role-playing game. And we are the literary executors for the game-related elements of his intellectual property. So we don't have the Urdu and Klamath stuff, but what we do have... are his notes going back to grade school.
And I've got to walk through the actual... I mean, what would you call...
The archive.
The archive,
yeah.
Thank you. I'm like, there's a fancier word than room.
Yeah.
Room full of stuff.
The room full of
stuff. I mean, it was really impressive to see the... because he was, like, casting his own minifigs and...
We have found so much since then. We
really?
Found a hand-carved... Egyptian, a wooden Egyptian figure that he hand carved of like Anubis or Horus. The hawk, whichever one is the
what's
hawk.
What's
Horus?
Horus, yes. Mm-hmm. Seated on a throne with detailed painting that he did and everything.
Wow.
We found his comic strips that he drew in grade school based on Techamel.
Incredible.
So he was 10 years old working on this, and he worked on this game for 70 years.
Heaven bless him. But what blew my nerd mind to itty-bitty bits is the actual play structure, which I don't want to call it that either, because that doesn't make it sound cool enough.
It's a
It's a temple.
It's a scale model temple. Yeah. It's about 3 feet on the side, yeah. About 3 feet high.
Oh my gosh.
Which he detailed the interiors with hand-carved tables, chairs, place settings.
Food. I mean, even food. Like the fabric for the beds and the carpet. Yep. And I just really wanted to get all my dice out right there and just start playing.
I am, you know, you laugh at me. I'm not a gaming nerd at all, but that makes me want to play this game.
Well, I would be happy to run a game sometime. We'd like to start scheduling games at the gallery.
Oh, yes!
You've got three people.
We'll invite you.
You've got three people.
Yep.
I'm really good at rolling dice.
Yep. Can we bring wine beyond that?
You can bring wine. We've had wine in the gallery.
I'll go anywhere.
And I actually gamed in Professor Barker's world for about 22 years, which makes me one of the short timers because there are people who gamed with him for 30 and 40 years.
Wow.
That's incredible. Yeah, it really was phenomenal, and I wanted to touch all the minifigs, but I didn't. Because I knew that would be wrong.
That sounds really dirty.
And actually,
I know, and I would have done dirty things to them too, except they're lead.
Ooh, that would have been bad.
Licking lead's bad.
I believe tomorrow is the 19th of February.
Mm-hmm.
What we have for people who go out to the blog at techmlfoundation.org are the photographs of Professor Barker's first edition Dungeons & Dragons books, which he was given by Dave Arneson, signed by Dave Arneson, and he dated when he received them. And it's February 19th, 1974.
Oh, my gosh.
So tomorrow will be the 40th anniversary of his receiving his Dungeons & Dragons books.
Okay, that is so cool.
Oh, you know what? I remember the first time I even played. So, I mean, I wish I remembered the date, too. But, that's so cool, Bob. And then somehow you're going to celebrate a 25th anniversary. You've kept your wife and children throughout all of this.
That somehow.
Yes. Wow.
That was especially difficult when we had twins. And I was going off every Thursday night to game at Phil's and leaving my spouse home alone with twins.
Yeah.
Including the great Halloween blizzard, which struck on a gaming night, and I was out till 3 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
And she was home with pre-1-year-old twins.
Oh, my God, your wife is a saint.
she really is.
Exact same thing.
Yeah.
She, no she offense really to you or anything. I'm like, holy crap!
Go ahead and offend me. That's fine. It's no problem.
Go ahead and offend
me. He likes to be offended, Mr. Alberton.
Okay. I hate to interrupt.
Sure.
Yeah. But because we're at that point,
yeah,
I think we should have
forever.
A little bit of bread with the wine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we also like to say, you know, talk about how the wine is with food, because that's another aspect of wine.
And we have two different types of white bread tonight. We have the gluten-free.
Yay!
And just regular plain old white bread for us people who probably have gluten issues and don't care.
Oh, I love gluten. It just
doesn't love you.
Yeah. It freaking hates me.
Plus, the gluten-free variety of things now are pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Oops, I have oil all over me.
Yes, I just wiped it nonchalantly on the, nothing in my pants.
Not the tablecloth.
Not the tablecloth, my pants.
Thank you, would you like half of this?
I would like
no wonder I'm nice and lubricated now.
Yeah, that's the point. If you need to wipe your hands on me.
Are you okay with
going
that?
Going back to the 14 hands.
Oh, yes. That
there
is plus two.
Actually,
power up.
This gluten-free bread is better without the oil with the wine.
Interesting. Oh, really?
Because it just absorbs the wine instead.
Is it a rice flour base, or what's the base?
I think it's got rice and almond and a few things.
Because, you know, I play Klaus the Baker at the Minnesota Renaissance
true.
Festival.
Oh,
and
you
should
have gluten-free bread.
And I've had to actually use gluten-free flours in my performance because I don't want to impact anyone.
Tapioca, brown rice.
Oh my gosh, that is crazy.
Egg whites.
It is. The gluten-free bread is wonderful.
Potato starch.
You want some?
Sure.
Wow, so it's mostly brown rice and potato starch.
Thank you.
You know, and of course there's sweetening agents in it, which, you know.
God bless them. God bless the sweetening agents. Yeah,
that's actually
a nice bread. It's almost a cakey kind of bread.
Is that the hearty oodies bread?
Mm-hmm.
I love that stuff.
It is oodies. They have pizza crusts that are quite
yes.
Oh, but we found the best pizza, gluten free ever.
Where? What?
Domino's.
No. Seriously.
See, Luce is good too, but they use I think they use cookies.
Mm-hmm.
That cookie has a gluten free as well. Domino's, I actually like their pizza better.
They have gluten-free pizza?
Yes. They do.
Do they deliver it?
Yes.
Oh, crap.
I know.
Fantastic. Because the last time we got together to play video games, Lana and I, it's like, let's have pizza, because we love our wine and pizza.
Well, like,
and
it's
gluten-free. Yeah, the Italian sausage with spinach and roasted garlic.
Oh,
I almost died.
Yeah, it was super good. I mean, I even ate some of it and I still liked it.
This hour of Screw It brought to you by Domino's.
I was just gonna say!
Oh my god! Oh, we haven't rated our wine yet.
Oh no! We have to talk about what the ratings are.
Yes, we have to talk about our wine. So, should we do our tasting notes first, or should we rate the wine first? It's up to you.
What would you like to do, Dawn?
Oh, I don't care. Why don't we rate the wine first and then do tasting notes?
Okay.
Except the problem is I'm already out.
So, oh my god, I'm the last?
Oh. Hold on.
Yeah, just...
You are indeed last.
Because... Wait, no. You can have some more, or you can do whatever you want.
Oh, okay.
Have a good time.
Okay. So, here's our rating. It's 1 to 5. Mm-hmm. 1 is, I wouldn't drink it if they were handing it out free, even at Fest.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. That's pretty heinous.
Yeah, that's heinous. Number 2 is, I would consider this vinegar salad dressing.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. 3 is wedding appropriate wine.
4 is a bottle I don't feel guilty drinking all by myself.
Really? Well, and, you know.
No, we don't.
That's
anyway.
A sliding scale.
Yeah, I was going to say,
for us it is.
5 is
I would tap that vintner's cask.
Okay, that's awesome. So, on a scale of 1 to 5, how do our guests feel?
I'm tapping!
So Angela's giving this a 5.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
No,
I'm excited. It's good.
I'm very excited.
Because I'm married, I'll give it a 4. I don't.
The vintner might
trouble.
Be very handsome.
That's, you know, not a problem.
And you can do decimal points if you'd like.
Yeah, you can.
You'll game on Halloween, but you won't give this a 5?
Sorry.
I'm kidding.
I know,
that's
right?
Sweet.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'm a horrible person.
Which is why we love you.
Which is why you're here, Angela.
You just pot me all you like.
2 hands apart.
Yeah. Okay. A good somewhere between 4 and 5. Yeah, it's not the most perfect wine in the world, but it's not anything bad. I certainly like it more than I do most Merlots.
That's a huge compliment.
Mm-hmm. Are you more of a... Oh, sorry. Oh, no. I'm tapping it.
You're tapping this? You're giving it a
5? I love... This is actually some of the best Merlot I think I've had in a long time.
Yeah, this is 5.
I really like this.
For $11.
I love that.
Even more. Which is insane. Well, at Big Top Liquors on University, mm-hmm. I plug mm-hmm. them every single time because that is a cross-section of life. There, you've got people buying.
That's by the Target, right?
Yeah, just a little past them. You've got people buying cases of wine for their dinner parties,
mm-hmm.
and you've got people counting out their pennies for their single can of malt liquor.
Mm-hmm.
It
mm-hmm.
is, and to be honest, the staff there, by and large, are just sweet, wonderful, fabulous people.
Aww.
So.
This hour of Screw It brought to you by Big Top Liquors. Big Top Liquors on University Avenue.
Actually, I did tell them that we were doing a podcast. So they wonder why I'm coming in buying one bottle at a time.
Instead of your normal 12?
Shh. Oh, no, I'm sorry. So how would you rate this one bottle of wine at a time?
Well, I would... This is one of the kinds that I go... It's one of those days I need a pizza and a bottle of wine to myself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I have put away a goodly portion of a bottle of one of these on my own, so at least a 4, I might go to a 4.2.
Oh,
oh my, you're more conservative than I am.
I am super conservative because I have a feeling that eventually we will find something that tickles my fancy to the point where I'm probably going to say some really non-PC things.
You know, I'm going to have to agree with you on this one, Lana. This is a bottle I would not feel guilty drinking by myself. So this, I give it a good 4.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's, what, $11, even better.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh, I know.
Even better. So I think we should move to tasting notes. Who do you want to have go first?
I would like to have Angela go first.
All right, Angela, in this portion of the show, you get to draw a funny voice from this envelope.
And then you
my own. And you get to read the tasting notes from the bottle.
Just this top part. The bottom part talks about the horses.
Which you're more than welcome to
if you'd like.
If you have a great time. So your funny voice is...
I'm sorry. A drive-thru speaker. Okay, so where do I read?
Yep, you start reading this right up here.
Can you read that?
Yeah.
Or...
Oh, no, I'm not there yet.
Okay. So you have to read it in the voice of a drive-thru speaker.
This random structure over there is painted with rich flavors of rich
I said rich flavors.
What? Rich flavors?
Rich flavors.
Rich flavors. And I'm going to make blackberry, peach, carrot, and pumpkin. And balanced out the flavor of family.
So would we agree with that?
If I understood it, I'm sure I would.
Yes, I'm sure that that was a fabulous
that
rendition.
That was wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Oh,
wait.
No.
Yep.
Oh, I like that. I want all of my applause to be with wine glasses.
Yes,
from now on.
Ring to wine glass is my favorite applause.
Yes. So basically it was just saying it was blackberry, plum, cherry, and mocha. So,
well, of course we'd like it. There's mocha.
Well, mm-hmm. Of course we
that
do.
That makes sense.
I mean, would we agree with that?
Yeah.
Sure.
I agree with it.
I think, you know, sometimes the tasting notes get really, really, like the people who are very much into themselves.
Oh, gotcha.
And I think they do themselves a disservice. I think they don't talk enough about, this is a velvety finish, and
yeah.
It goes yeah. well with, you know, whatever.
Stuff.
Everything.
Life.
Pizza.
Move to the next bottle.
Work. Oh, God, yes.
It moves. Okay.
This was yours, my lady. Mm-hmm. So
feel free to dump some water in here.
Oh. Okay.
Swish it around so it
you
doesn't
know what?
Get ruined.
I don't think there's a drop left in mine.
Do we have to get the legs out of the glass?
Oh, well, you can.
Okay, there we go.
Because there's all kinds of legs in my glass.
Is there all kinds of legs?
Right.
No, aren't there 12 hands?
The
no, 14.
Kind of 14 hands and a bunch of legs.
Dirt. I deducted dirt. For, you know.
Yeah.
That's actually my programming instructor loves to go,
dirt. Really?
Yeah, he's from Britain.
Oh, that makes so much sense. Okay, so our next bottle for the evening is a Castle Rock Merlot. I will admit that I bought it because it reminded me of Casterly Rock from Game of Thrones. So I thought it'd be really funny to try this bottle.
So this is a complete
awesome.
Wild card.
Yeah, oh, it's a complete wild card. Never
I've had
tried
Castle
before.
Rock before. Not necessarily Merlot, but I mean, they're certainly a fine vintner.
Is that a movie company?
Yes,
Shield?
It is.
Yes,
I
it
think
is.
So, yeah.
Oh, there we go. Well, let's try that again.
That was anticlimactic at first. I was a little concerned.
Alrighty. Here we go, Bob.
But it ended gloriously.
It did, didn't it?
Well, and really, that's all that matters.
I need everything to end with a pop, apparently.
Yeah.
This is that also is correct.
I'm
also
blushing.
One of the best sounds in the world right here.
Yeah, oh,
here's
oh,
the
wait.
Sound. There, see now.
Yeah, better than a Coke can being opened.
Mm.
And if Dawn and Angela weren't already here, that sound would have brought them.
No, that's Lana and Dawn.
Okay.
Angela, it would just be like, hey, I'm here! How you doing?
Hey, what? We gonna play? We gonna drink?
Yeah, okay!
What are we gonna do? We're gonna take out the garbage?
Okay!
Okay.
That's gonna be awesome!
Let's go!
So let's take our seat on this one. This one's darker than our
14
hands.
This one has really solid legs. These are like your mom's legs.
We haven't
German legs.
We had not swirled yet.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
don't
sorry.
Get
oh,
ahead
oh
of
I wasn't swirled. It's a swirl. Sorry.
We're looking. We're looking.
But
we're looking.
Okay,
this
we're
is very dark. This
it's
is
super
this is
really dark.
This is a. I'd call this color burgundy.
Yeah.
It's holy criminy! It's about the color of my shirt.
Oh, look at that!
Put your shirt back on.
You're so picky, Bob.
You know, he's always saying, put your hands on me, put your shirt back on.
I'm insulted. He's telling me to put my shirt
yeah.
back on.
Well, it's his wife.
For
you know.
Now.
Yeah, this is a beautiful
This is a beautiful color.
This is like a pigeon blood. I mean,
from all the pigeons you killed?
Yes.
How do you know that?
Well, it's a jewelry term, actually.
Oh,
it is not.
It is.
It's a jewelry term for rubies, isn't it?
Garnets. If
really?
I'm not mistaken. Pigeon blood.
Again, with the garnets.
Or maybe it is rubies.
Yeah, you're right.
It is rubies.
Who in the world thought, you know how to describe this? When
pigeon
we kill
blood.
A pigeon, that's what it looks like.
Yeah. Well, you know, people used to eat pigeons
yeah.
a lot.
Oh, that's true.
Whoa, we should try that next time.
Okay, stupid trivia. How breakfast cereals came about is people used, especially in New York, used to kill the pigeons
yeah.
and eat them for breakfast.
Oh, I'm loving to see where this goes.
And and some people
sure
in charge thought that this was not hygienic considering what the pigeons ate.
Mm.
And all of the mites and other critters that lived in and on them.
They're flying rats.
They are. Mm-hmm. And so they went to, I believe it was General Mills at the time, and said, can
he was only a corporal.
You're right. And said, wait, can you make something? Can you make something for people to eat in the morning to keep them from killing and eating these flying rats?
I am serious.
I learned
we
this.
Must make people stop eating pigeons.
Pigeons. This sounds right.
It's not hygienic.
No. I learned this in high school history class. Don't ask me why I remembered this.
Because that's crazy.
It's super crazy, especially considering now how breakfast cereals have no nutritive value, and you'd be better off eating the damn pigeons.
Or the box. We should try
them. Or the box.
Okay. Or the box. Okay, let's.
Now
let's
it's a little
now
spiral.
Now it's a swirl. All right, good.
And now let's talk about your mom's legs.
Yeah,
your mom is so.
No.
Your mom is so leggy.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not getting any legs.
This one isn't
really?
Just leggy.
No, yeah. I see. I'm getting more.
I think you have leftover
really
legs.
Look at those solid curves.
See, I have almost none.
Yeah, I got almost none.
Just a solid curve.
And they're very
curves.
Thin.
Oh, he said curd.
No, there's not curds.
And
like, it's getting very personal.
Some curds have legs.
I have my
people from Kurdistan.
This would be the grossest wine ever if it had curds.
Chunky wine.
So we do the smell.
Okay.
Oh, this one will kick your ass.
Yeah.
This one's brighter.
Climbing up to clean out my eyeballs.
That's a great way to describe it, though.
It's on the bottle.
Apricots. I'm smelling apricots.
Yeah, good call. And I'm definitely smelling the cask. I can almost smell the tartar, even.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that this is going to have some tannin.
I'm assuming this is going to be tannin.
I'm smelling tannin.
Wow.
Yeah, it makes my eyeballs
mm-hmm.
water a little, actually.
Yeah, I still like the way it smells, though. It makes me happy.
It's totally different.
It is totally different.
Shall we toast this puppy up?
All right. Anybody have a toast for this?
Thank you for having us. This is awesome.
Aw.
Thank you for being part of it.
No problem.
Drink. One more. Mm-hmm. Oh, did I get you? Mm-hmm. I extra got you.
Good.
All right, we'd like to say salut.
Yep, we got the vinegar.
Olive oil.
Yeah, we got that, too.
No.
Well, that is 100% different.
Yeah, that's not what I expected.
An entirely different Merlot. Isn't this what makes wine so much fun?
Interesting.
I love them.
But this is delicious, though, too.
It's delicious, but you know what it tastes like?
Hmm.
It's a Tempranillo.
Which is probably why I love it.
Tempranillo is usually grown in South America, especially Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a midline. It's not as heavy. It's not as fruity. It doesn't have as much bottom. It has a little more spice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Spicy. Yeah,
it's very spicy.
It's very spicy.
But it doesn't punch you in the face like I thought it was gonna.
No.
But it's a mid strike. It doesn't have that nice velvet finish that I'm such a
whore for.
Oh, we almost got Bob to shoot wine out of his
almost.
Nose. Almost. The best kind of neti pot ever.
Yeah.
The wine neti.
I would love to see a formal tasting in which they neti pot the wine instead of tasting it.
And now it's time for the swirl.
Well, see, if we were doing this like a formal tasting, we'd be spitting the wine out.
Oh, whatever.
Like,
I have
what
never
a
done
freaking
that.
Waste.
That's exactly. Ridiculous. Whoever invented that was.
Although when you go to the wineries, and
it's so much.
When you go to the, eventually,
how do they get you back out?
Eventually, you have to start spitting out the wine because otherwise, if you're driving, you will never get home.
Mm-hmm.
That's why so many of those have B&Bs attached to it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so smart.
Yeah, they have the rooms where people are just like, I can't drive. It's like, yep, go to the shed.
Oh, did we get the wine tasting?
Room 203.
You know what this would be great, though,
nice.
With beef.
Oh, well, everything is great with beef.
Yep.
You know,
or beef is great with everything.
Because it's got enough acidity
mm-hmm.
to cut through
mm-hmm.
the fat of beef, and I think it would pair really nicely with
it. Boy, I like it. I like it a lot. It's a California wine, too.
Hmm.
Well, you know, that is one of the biggest differences.
Hmm.
And I think that's the telling point. Now, that's why I like Washington wine. The Oh, I'm going to get on my soapbox. I'm so sorry.
Okay, Angela, let's talk about you.
Let's talk about Angela.
Let's talk about Angela.
And then we'll go back to my soapbox.
Your soapbox.
No, my soapbox will wait. Let's talk about Angela.
Give her a little more wine and she won't be able to get off her soapbox.
So. he knows me so well.
I mean, Angela's got a cool project.
Well, yeah, let's tell us about your Angela.
You're more interesting.
No, you have multiple ones, but you have your fitness project coming up.
Oh, that is true. Well, I will soon be doing a Kickstarter, hopefully. Then I have to get into the personal. Okay, everyone take a drink of wine.
All right, everybody all together and drink.
Because it gets a little... Okay, but I recently had a miscarriage.
Oh.
Yeah, my fiance and I lost our first try at a baby. And I wanted to do something nice from it. You know, something... I wanted there to be a good outcome and help other people who've gone through miscarriages. Because it was the... The craziest thing is that after it happened, I looked online to see what was going on with my body because my body went, okay, now we're going to go crazy.
Yeah.
So your hormones aren't really sure what to do.
Oh my gosh. They still are a little like, what day is it? I have no idea. But it's crazy day. But so I went online like, okay, what is happening? And there was nothing. I mean, there's absolutely no information out there to tell you what happens after you've lost a baby. There's, you know, there's grief counseling, there's emotional things that, you know, that stuff is out there, which is great because, I mean, that component of it was definitely there too. But there's this weird feeling of, okay, I now hate my body because it did something I didn't want it to do. And then on top of it, I have no control over it anymore. I don't know what's going on. And I want to figure out what's happening, and there's the information's just not there.
Because you put on weight.
Oh, gosh, yeah. My hair started falling out, and I got really bad cysts on my face. Mm. And I put on 15 pounds post-miscarriage, which that doesn't include the pregnancy
it's
weight
like
that I put on.
Your body still thinks it's kind of pregnant at that point.
Yeah, so it kind of kept going. But it was like some of the pregnancy symptoms went away, because I was 3 months along when we lost it. And... that's okay.
Wait a second. Usually if I drink wine, then that's when I start crying.
Yeah, so I know, so okay.
Don't drink wine. No.
Everyone,
it's okay.
Everyone
I'm doing a lot better now. And
crying's good.
It's been a while. It was back in September, so. We're doing a lot better. But, I lost my train of thought. Oh, yes. So, weird stuff started happening. Like, I literally had two bald spots on my head. Like, my hair was coming out in handfuls. Mm. And I put on 15 pounds after the 10 pounds that I put on for my pregnancy. And so I'm like, okay, what is happening? This is... Okay, I wouldn't mind going through all of this stuff if we had a nice little baby out of for the outcome. But having this stuff happen for no outcome is just... It's even more... frustrating.
Traumatic.
Yeah, and more traumatic. Yeah. And you just keep getting more and more disconnected from your body.
Yeah.
And so I thought, okay, I want to do something for women out there. The other thing, too, is that I had no idea how many women have had miscarriages.
A gajillion. In fact, most women that I've talked to have miscarried their first or second.
Or know someone who has.
Yeah.
It is extremely common, but it's this thing that no one talks about because...
Yeah.
If you're a woman, you're supposed to be able to have a baby. You know, like, that's kind of your physical job. You know, like, part of... It's that genetic, it's in your mind, like...
It's your role.
It's your role, yeah.
Well,
you know,
like,
yeah.
Men are supposed to go hunt and gather for us
or
something.
Well,
it's
true. But, you know, there's that...
I know.
The thing you want to give to the person you love. It's like, okay, we're going to have a baby, and I'm going to do this for you. And I screwed up. Like, what happened? And as much as you're told, it's not your fault. You're still... In you, it's your body that I'm trying to think, what can I do to help women start to get connected to their bodies again and love their bodies again? And I'm a group fitness instructor
as
well.
This is so cool.
So I thought, well, there's one thing I can do. I'm gonna do a DVD that has some information about what's going on with your body. And then with it, have an exercise DVD of like really fun dance, just like have a good time. Get reconnected to your body in a positive way and be able to kind of heal that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to do these DVDs and give them out for free for anyone who's ever had a miscarriage.
Wow.
So I'm doing a Kickstarter, hopefully soon. I'm working with my mom. We're actually going to start a foundation because what I want to do is to be able to have this to sell the DVD to then go back and fund these DVDs being made so mm-hmm. they can be given out at like Planned Parenthood and at clinics and mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. So anyone who's ever had a miscarriage will have some information and then have something to heal it. Something fun, because there's not a lot of fun associated with it, you know? And I want something good to come out of this. Mm-hmm. And if I can help just one person feel better after this, then this is worth it for me.
And what's cool, too, is when we talked about it, you've lined up doctors and mm-hmm. people to start talking about their experiences.
Yes.
And, I mean, and I don't know where you're at now, but, like, the whole idea was to have people doing the workouts with you who have had miscarriages yes. and talk about their stories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there'll be a lot of testimonials, and there'll be doctors who can explain things, too. Right. But it won't be a DVD full of stick thin women, and I'll be in it, and I'm not stick thin anymore. it's just going to be real people having mm-hmm. a good time. So it's not watching this thing that's like, oh, look at, I can't attain this, and I hate mm-hmm. my body even more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. it's just, my whole group fitness thing anyway is just have a good time, have fitness that is fun, and love yourself. And so this is just an extension of that, that has a little bit more of a
bravo.
That's wonderful. Meeting,
so. Bravo to you. I wish you the best on your Kickstarter.
Thank you so much. Yay.
it's amazing because of all the women I know, I would say the vast majority of them, their first baby was miscarried.
Oh, sure. And if I would have known that, like if there wasn't this stigma attached to talking about having a miscarriage, that would have helped me so much, because to hear that it's common, mm-hmm. Every time I heard about someone having it or them knowing someone who had, mm-hmm. it made such a big difference. It took just a little chisel off that guilt. Mm-hmm. It was like, okay, it's not just me.
The way it was explained to me, and it makes so much sense to me, is the first time your body does anything, it doesn't know how to do it.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's like, and I don't want to say this and make it sound like it's trivial, because it's not, but it's your body's first try. It's like practice. It's like, what am I doing? Yeah. I mean, like, the first time you go skiing, how good are you?
You're going to fall on your face.
I just rolled down the hill multiple times.
Oh, my God.
My skis usually made it before I did.
Yeah. Especially my knee, and it was a horrible experience, and the bindings iced up. And
it was bad. It was a bad experience.
Yeah.
It's incredible what you're doing, Angela.
Thank you.
So,
it is.
Don't you feel like a dick, Bob, that you're just doing an art gallery?
Oh, yeah.
It's all about me, Bob. Me. I'm not doing anything for anyone else.
And then plus you also teach music.
Yes.
And you also do group fitness classes at mm-hmm. Time Out Studios.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I do a dance class that started off as Zumba, but then my clients, every time I throw like a little bit more of Angela Flair in and do songs that I really loved, people liked it more. So now it's basically Angela Fitness. We've graduated from Zumba into something else.
So where do you do this?
Zumba Angela. Zumba Angela. Yeah, exactly.
So where, at what location
it's
is this?
It's at Time Out Fitness and Pilates Studio.
Which is a fabulous place.
It's wonderful, yeah.
It's a really lovely organization.
South Minneapolis. And if you're interested in coming to one of my classes, you can go to my Fit by Fox page on Facebook. And I have my class schedule on there.
So
and
foxy.
And Fox. Also, if you ever like a Zumba party, I also do those as well. I did a Zumba class for the people who were at the Ordway when the traveling, which opera was it? I can't remember. One of the operas came in. They're like, we really want a dance class or a Zumba class. Would you mind coming to the Ordway to do it? And I'm like, sure.
Yes,
yes please. So I'm also Zumba on command, apparently.
Oh, my.
Zumba on command.
It's fun.
That's fabulous.
You can open up Zumba nose.
Exactly.
Zumba
nose.
Zumba delivery.
She delivers.
Zumba delivery. Gluten-free. Excelente.
But I also started a duo, an acoustic duo, with a friend of mine. So, so hopefully you'll also see us out.
Don't we have, ridiculously talented guests on the show?
We do. I'm feeling like such a schlub because right now I'm just going to school.
Let's
just
drink more. And you have a wine podcast.
And we're drinking more now because that makes us feel better.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm going to get up on my soapbox just for a moment.
Well, does anyone need more wine? Okay, go on.
Okay, so generally speaking, I usually can tell the difference between a California wine and a Washington wine because the soil composition is so different that the mineral content the mineral content is different, and so California wine tends to have that mineral overtone, whereas the Washington wines tend to be a little fruitier to me. And so that is one of my many biases about wine.
Huh. One of your many.
Many.
I like
Although,
many.
If all I have to choose from is California wines, and I do not want to insult California wines.
Because they could kick your ass.
Well, and they do a lovely job.
My brother lives there.
But if I have nothing but California wines to choose from, I will choose a Cabernet, because Cabernet is what I think they do best.
Well, enjoy this Merlot you're drinking from California.
Like I said, it tastes like an Argentinian Tempranillo to me.
It's fantastic.
It's lovely.
I mean, why don't we just go into how we want to rate it from a scale of 1 to 5?
All right, guess first.
I mean, 1 is, you know, it's Renfest if it was free. 5 is you would do the vintner. So how do you feel about this wine, Angela?
Oh, me?
Yeah, you go first.
Let's see here. Well, I really like it, but it's not as much my like go-to kind of finish that I really like. I like the finish of the other one a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
So I would give it like a 3.9.
Awesome.
All right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'll be a little bit less generous. I guess this one does not please me as well as the last one did.
Oops.
It's interesting. But it's
in the Minnesota way?
Interesting.
Is that like being different?
It's like the Chinese. It's like the Chinese curse. May you live an interesting life, or may you live in interesting times. Anyway, it's interesting. It's not my favorite, but I'll give it a strong 3 or 3.5.
Hmm. Oh, that's not bad.
It's not a bad wine. It's just not to my taste.
Wait a second. You know what? I have not really had this with food.
Mm-hmm.
I've been eating this whole time.
And this surprises me why.
I know.
See, I didn't really like it with the olive oil. There was something that clashed.
Mm-hmm. I'll try it with an almond.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, that's...
I didn't even see those.
Almonds are nice and sort of mellow and middle of the road.
One of the things that's difficult to find with almonds are roasted almonds that are not salted.
Oops, sorry. Okay. That's why these are raw.
I get happy and toast
everything. Well, they're actually steamed.
But they have them at the Seward Co-op, roasted almonds that are not salted, which are good for you.
I like this much better with food.
Yeah.
I like it with the almonds.
This is not a cocktail party, walk around just with a glass of wine and no food kind of wine. I would give this a 3.
Okay.
Solid 3.
See, now I like a wine that bites me back. So, which is how I feel about
this one.
Oh, I mean, Dawn, why are you sitting on the opposite side of the table?
Because we always do, which is probably good.
Probably
for the podcast.
For the best.
Anyways, so
I'm out of the way. How about you?
So I like a wine that, you know, has multiple flavors that makes me feel like I don't need to eat dinner because I kind of ate dinner in the Willy Wonka way. But, you know, the gum. You know what I'm
talking
about.
Okay. I totally got the
really got it.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, I mean, this one's a far for me.
Oh,
I mean,
I really
like this one. Because I like multiple flavors in my wine at one time.
This is why when we go out to dinner and we choose to buy a full bottle between the two of us.
I'm sorry. If? When? We always buy a full bottle.
I was trying to cultivate some sort of air of mystery, but of course that's not going to happen.
Guys, there's a wine podcast.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's give up.
So it's always interesting for us to sort of negotiate which wine we're going to have.
Always both.
It always is.
That's a commitment.
I hope you tip your sommelier very well, because he must just have to stand there and just roll his eyes.
Well, essentially, we often ask if we can have samples, which is...
A good way to get more wine.
No, if we...
Yes,
it is.
And...
But the samples have saved us. Because there have been times when we would have ordered something that we would not have liked. We would have drunk it.
Of course.
But we wouldn't have enjoyed it
as much.
You
don't want to waste anything.
Yeah. You know, I'm back to the 14.
Or we're not there yet.
So.
We're not there yet. So let's make Bob do the tasting.
Oh, I think so.
And we have to do it in a funny voice. So Bob is drawing from the envelope of funny voices.
All right, we'll take this one right here.
And what's your funny voice, Bob?
Well, my voice is Mr. Rogers.
So a soft voice for a spicy wine.
Right there by right there this by elegant. Phone. Yes. So in the voice of Mr. Rogers, here goes Bob. And do you need to change your sweater or your shoes?
Do you need some tennis shoes?
Well, good morning, boys and girls. And thank you for joining us. For you, I have this elegant wine, which has a deep ruby color. Do you know ruby? Ruby is a kind of red, isn't it? It has plums and cherries and blueberries and blackberries. Those can stain your clothes. And then a little black pepper with low tannin levels, which is a lie because there is tannin in this wine.
Do you know what a lie is, children?
Do you know what a lie is, children?
That's when it's not the truth.
And this wine finishes long and harmoniously. Do you know what harmoniously means? It means when you sing. And now we're all going to sing. Thank you, children.
It finishes long and harmoniously. I'm sorry, I have an image in my head.
Well, I mean, so...
Okay. Oh, I didn't even go there.
Yeah, oh, Angela didn't go there.
With Mr. Rogers, no less.
No kidding. Someone had an interesting childhood.
Get me started. Okay, so we had plums, cherries, blueberries, blackberries, and black pepper, which we talked
black
about.
Black pepper, I can see, but they missed apricot.
Yeah, I would go with that. Yeah.
Or maybe it's the combination of things that makes it taste
now,
like apricot.
All the fruits that they're
Lana
listing.
Is always right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's her podcast.
No, okay. No they missed the apricot.
Well, see, all the fruits that they're listing are mostly very sweet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's that little bit of twist.
Mm-hmm. No, that makes sense, actually.
So, Lana is refilling her glass with 14 hands. Do either of you
anybody want
some
14?
I am good. I do have to drive home.
I'll
still have...
I don't have.
Okay, I will say it right now. I still have homework to do tonight, and I am sorry.
And I'm doing more of the Casterly Rock. But anyways, thank you so much joining us on this episode of Screw It, a Wine Podcast. Again, my name is Dawn.
And I am Lana.
And I'm still Bob.
And I'm Angela.
So thank you again, because... Wine improves with age. We improve with wine. So what's our next podcast about, Lana?
Oh.
We haven't figured out a theme yet.
Wine.
Yeah, I think it's going to be wine.
It's going to be wine.
I mean, we've done Merlots.
You know, the two of us, we really, really, really love reds.
We do love reds.
Well,
I have a terrible, terrible desire.
Oh.
Well.
Ooh. Have some more wine, Bob.
Well, I have a few. But the one that I will share with you...
on only two glasses of wine.
Next week with 7 glasses of wine, we'll hear the other.
Yeah, you really don't want me to go there.
Well, yeah, we do.
Well, now
okay,
I do.
Okay, but go on. Okay, so our next thing.
Sorry.
Okay. Put your shirt back on.
Put your pants...
Sorry. Bob.
I would like to try... The cheapest red in the store.
The cheapest red in the store that we can find?
There. Yes.
That's not on sale.
It can be on sale.
Oh, it can be on sale?
It can be on sale.
Okay.
We have talked about $7 or less not on sale.
Yeah.
This is cheapest red in the store
on
sale.
Okay, great. Oh. That's going to be our next theme is cheapest red in the store. Whether it's on sale or not on sale, that's what we're going to do.
Fun!
It's the $3 truck episode. Red.
Do you always go to the same store, Dawn?
Sometimes.
Dawn, didn't I see a photograph of you purchasing wine at Target?
Target?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Where
that's for
that?
Another story. That was in California. Oh, I'm sorry, Florida. Florida and California are the only Targets that actually sell wine.
Oh.
But anyways, more pictures of that on our Facebook page. So if you like what you're doing, you like listening to us, please like us on Facebook and join us next time on Screw It, a podcast about wine.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.